Simon & Schuster Audio presents The First Bad Man, a novel by Miranda July. Read by the author.
Chapter 1. I drove to the doctor's office as if I was starring in a movie Philip was watching. Windows down, hair blowing, just one hand on the wheel. When I stopped at red lights, I kept my eyes mysteriously forward. Who is she? People might have been wondering. Who is that middle-aged woman in the blue Honda? I strolled through the parking garage and into the elevator, pressing 12 with a casual, fun-loving finger. The kind of finger that was up for anything. Once the doors had closed, I checked myself in the mirrored ceiling and practiced how my face would go if Philip was in the waiting room. Surprised, but not overly surprised. And he wouldn't be on the ceiling, so my neck wouldn't be craning up like that. All the way down the hall, I did the face. Oh, hi. There was the door. Dr. Jens Brouillard, chromotherapy. I swung it open. No Philip. It took a moment to recover. I almost turned around and went home, but then I wouldn't be able to call him to say thanks for the referral. The receptionist gave me a new patient form on a clipboard. I sat in an upholstered chair. There was no line that said referred by, so I just wrote Philip Bettelheim sent me across the top. I'm not going to say that he's the best in the whole world, Philip had said at the Open Palm fundraiser. He was wearing a gray cashmere sweater that matched.